Well, it's been too long. We're going to check in now with St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. And, Coach, how are you?
Doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Well, we're going to... Well, I don't know. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm recovering. I have ended my period of quarantine. But, you know, I still have some of the, you know, the after effects, the slight headache, tiredness. Well, love my naps, you know. So
my wife says a nap is a gift from God, so I'll go with that. Sean, you guys, I don't know where to start. Maybe we'll start forward and work backwards. 62 points on Friday or Saturday, whatever, whenever you guys play. Tell me a little bit about this game, what you had going in, maybe the first week of the season, and then we'll backtrack from there.
Yeah, well, last week's game, obviously, you know, we came out and we played, you know, the best football we have to date, especially, you know, offensively, up front, offensive line-wise as well. I think we had a long bus trip, obviously, going out from Linda Bellingham at that time of day.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me interrupt you. Where is Bellingham?
It's down by the Rhode Island border on
195. Okay.
Yeah, past Milford and all those places. I couldn't get there again if I had to.
did you guys have a luxury bus with the bathrooms and all that stuff?
Oh, yes. Nothing but the best. But the best of St. Mary's.
Oh, good, good. Excellent.
But no, we had a nice bus, long ride. Getting off was very concerning as far as getting them ready to go and coming out slow. But I'll tell you what, we came out fast. We played a very quality program over the years and, you know, one of the top-ranked quarterbacks in eastern Massachusetts, you know, reading the articles about him and talking to other coaches down that way about him. They were really impressed. But we did a nice job containing him. And I'll tell you, we got off the bus and we're flying around, and hopefully that can continue going into this week.
All right, I want to ask you about the performance in this most recent game, Coach. Tell me about your stars on offense, because it's hard for me to track down these games. I know that the item tries to cover it, but it's really hard for me to get all this stuff. And tell me about your offense and who stood out, who you relied on going into this game, and who executed for you.
Well, I think player of the week in the division and on our team this week was David Brown, our junior, you know, running back slash defensive back. He had 5 touchdowns total. 2 of them were punt returns and 3 others on the ground. I think he was the one who really led the performance. Like I said, as soon as he got off the bus, ready to go, and did a great job. Our quarterback, Allie Barry, who rushed over 75 yards as well, scored a couple touchdowns. And Derek Calangis, you know, our junior running back, had a great game at fullback for us, did some really good things, and he popped a couple of nice little runs. And, you know, I will say that we're looking to be consistent and preaching about finishing quarters and finishing drives and all that, and we actually really put it together this past week, and just proud of my guys for that. And, you know, that started with the week of practice we had.
Tim?
Yeah, one of the things that's really remarkable about St. Mary's and the athletic program is a note that appeared on the Twitter feed a month or so ago. And St. Mary's has won a championship in every season, like the past 14 seasons, a St. Mary's team has won a state championship. Do I have that right?
That is true, and they're very proud of that here. Obviously, they like the traditions they have set in all their athletics here, and it really kind of feeds into the next season, the next sport, you know, which is good. And everyone always has those aspirations and those goals, but they seem to make it here a lot in something. At least once per year, a team does go the distance.
What about the first game now? Cardinal Spellman a little bit closer, but it looks like you guys controlled that one.
Spellman coming in with a new coaching staff, a very young football team. They're going to be good down the road, very young. And I think with our experience that we had, kind of worn down a little bit early. But I will say we came out, especially defensively, flying around to the football and doing some of the little things that we preach. Though, as a head coach, you always worry about the first game. You know, special team-wise, are we going to tackle? You know, do some of the little things, and we did a very, very nice job with that. And, you know, Cardinal Spellman, they're going to, you know, get better as the year goes on, and we actually play them in week 7 in a league game. So that was actually a non-league game for us. So that which should be interesting. So again, I think they'll be better as the year goes on.
How was the transition from spring football to August and getting guys in preseason?
Well, I'll tell you, we were talking about that the first week we got after was during camp. In a way, it was very nice. Not that we didn't want to play a fall season last year, but playing in the spring and then coming out a few months later, we seem to be, you know, with a young team we had last year and we're fairly young this year. They seem to know the routine and it was like a veteran team. And I think that spring helped out a lot. You know, it wasn't very time to forget anything. They knew what we expected. So it made for a good first couple of weeks for us. And I thought that was a very positive thing about the spring. It was almost like having a spring practice if you were, you know, a big time college program. You get those 13 practices in and then that kind of springboards you into the summer and then the fall. So, and we had a decent summer here too as far as kids staying together, working out, doing the 7-on-7 thing. And, it's been good. We get a great bunch of kids this year and they're working hard.
John, how has the overall process for you, this is for you and your experience, settling in over at St. Mary's? You had a long career at Winthrop, and all of a sudden you ended up at St. Mary's, and I remember meeting with you over at St. Mary's at that end of that very first summer before you got started, and you were really excited about the opportunity to be there. How is it going?
Well, I tell you, it's been going great. You know, one thing is I preach to my team, but having common goals, and when the administration gives you the tools and wants you to reach your goals and support your programs, not only just football, but all the programs, it's a great start. Any head coach would love that. And that's what it's about. He has a smaller, it's a unique family, and that's been continuing. From the minute I walk in, you feel a different type of vibe when you walk in the building or, you know, you're meeting with the athletic director or the headmaster. They're always around. They're always checking in on you and seeing how you're doing, which is a good thing. And you feel that right away. That family atmosphere is here. And I think that's why it leads to their success, not only, you know, on the athletic fields, but also in the classroom.
And certainly Jeff Newell has to be one of the best ADs to work for in the area.
Yeah, it can't get much better than that. If there is, I'd like to meet him. But other than that, Jeff's been great.
Coach, I'm looking at your schedule coming up, and wow, the next 2 weeks look loaded. I haven't looked beyond that. You got Thien coming up, 3-0. You're away. Then you got to travel over to Peabody, which ain't that far, but still, it's an away game against Fenwick. So this is quite a challenge you guys have.
Well, I'm going to tell you this: the schedule maker wasn't friendly to us by no means this year. You know, coming up, we have to go down to Attleboro to play a top Thien team, who I think is in the top 20. 25 now, they're coming off two big wins against the Attleboros, North Attleboro and Attleboro. They have a lot of people back from 5 months ago when we played them, and so do we. It's going to be tough. I mean, they just had two really good wins against some quality opponents, and it's going to be tough for us down there. But, you know, they're a big school. They're their second year in the league. I think they have just about 90 kids or so in their program, maybe a little less. And they got things going down there, and we were fortunate enough to be up here last year at Manning. We're hoping to go down and you know, come out ready to play, because they got a lot of good players down there, you know, and it's going to be a battle for sure. And then you look next week, and after that, you know, you play a very physical game with them. You got to go up the road and play one of your rivals in Fenwick, who's always good and always well coached, and you know, and they've been trolling right along this year, and but you know, I think by the time they play us, they won't have a loss. So we'll see how that goes. So, like I said, the schedule maker wasn't very friendly to us this year. But you know what? It is what it is, and at the end of the day, it'll be good for us.
One of the things that I'm always interested in, Coach, is the schools, regional schools, the Catholic schools, and so on, the private schools. You have to deal with kids from different communities. They have to meld and mesh. And sometimes kids come from rival communities, and it must make it interesting when kids first get together, when they first start to do this. So tell me a little bit about that experience with kids from all over the place.
One of my challenges going into and coming over here, I was wondering how I was going to, like I said, make everyone mesh together. You know, talking to some other coaches that do it, and not just football, other sports that have like different, like six or seven different communities coming in. It's really about bringing them together as a group. And letting them know each other. And one thing about football and other sports, St. Mary's, it develops friendships. as it goes along. So anytime you have a new player coming in from a different town, they might know someone who's already here, or you know, from the same place, and know the same people, and that kind of creates these little groups. That the idea is to bring all the groups together, and we do some team building, you know, activities off season and during the season that, you know, we hope brings everyone together. And I think that's one of the great things about this team. We have a lot of players back from last year and even the year before that saw a considerable amount of time for us, and I think you're starting to see that all mesh together now.
Before I let Tim talk to you again, let me ask you about your captains. Tell us about them, if you would, please, Coach.
Well, right now I got Ali Barry is one of our senior leaders, quarterback. He's having a great year. He's a very good athlete. He can manage the game for us. He's doing a great job with that as well. And then I have, you know, Chris Sazo. He's another senior leader. He's been with us for the last couple of years, and he's really given us a, you know, a steady play in the offensive guard position and the linebacker position. It's been, you know, he's been really good at keeping that group together. And then we have some juniors with, you know, Jack Marks. He's been playing as a freshman here, and he's been a great leader for this program for us. And he's been playing outstanding, and it's someone who you want to have around. You want to be around as a coach, and he wants to be around as a kid in the program, and he really works hard at it.
You know, Trent, I had the experience of a lot of the kids the same year as I went to Dom Savio from Lynn, and you know, he had a bus to East Boston, and then hang around all day. And but he also got to play with kids from Everett, Chelsea, Revere. Not too many from the other side of Boston, but we did have a few. A lot from East Boston. So it was that meshing, as you said, of the kids coming in. But everybody, once you get out there on the floor or on the field with tryouts and all, there's only one mission. There's only one end goal, and it doesn't really matter where you come from. You leave all that behind, and you get out there, and it's for St. Mary's. It was for Savio.
And it's like I said earlier, it's, you know, it starts with the administration, you know, instilling that in them inside the building, outside, and the history that's here, and the tradition that's been here in all athletics. I think that helps, you know, make it an easy transition for kids that might come over from Saugus to meet someone from Lynn or Salem or Marblehead. I think it's a big thing when you walk in that building and you have that family atmosphere. I think it's an easy transition for them, and I think it brings people together.
Yeah, and the schools themselves do such a great job of bringing the communities, bringing the parents and the other family members of their student body together through a variety of activities throughout the school year.
Yes, they do. They do a nice job, and the students in the building give great support to their athletes as well. So that's always good to go to a place like that. And like you said, this will be our third game in a row on the road. And they were home for a couple, so it'll be nice to get home in a couple weeks. But, you know, I think one of the things that makes this place stand out, again, I keep emphasizing, I even emphasize my kids, is the family-type atmosphere that they create.
You guys have team meals? Is that allowed to happen again?
Oh, yeah, we're back to doing. We have a few. We usually do the team meals for our home games, and then we got some long rides, so we have a meal after school before we get on the bus for the long rides and make sure the kids eat, because a lot of them can't go home and then come back for an early bus, you know. So, again, they do a nice job with that.
Final question, Coach, for me. Would you mention your assistants again, please?
Timmy Phelps, a defensive coordinator and an offensive line coach. He's been with me since I got here 4 years ago. My son, Dylan Driscoll, is working with quarterbacks and DBs out there. I have Eric Mack, who's our defensive line and special teams coach, who's done a nice job for me over the years. And we also have, Bob Lowe, Robert Logue, who's also a teacher in the building. He kind of handles my younger guys, and he's good guy to have in the building, and he's kind of the liaison for academics as well.
Yeah, good to have those eyes in the building. That's important.
Yes. So it's been... It's been great.
All right, Tim. Yeah. Tim, final thoughts for Coach Driscoll.
I just want to say it was great talking to you once again, Sean. Have a little catch up here. want to wish you continued success with the program.
Great. Thank you. Nice talking to you again. Get well soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you again down the road, and good luck this week. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. Look forward to it. Take care.
Take care.